Yesterday, the outgoing head of the MBTA here in Boston announced that it will take at least a month to get the transit system up and running normally. So this morning, crowds waited in single-digit weather for shuttle buses to fill in gaps between train stops closed because of snow on the tracks. In January, New York City shut its entire subway system down for the first time because of snow. Yes, the snow has been extraordinary, but what else is going on? The White House proposes to increase money for transit system. That's a tough sell in rural areas, but our next guest says rural areas will benefit because they'll be the ones building the needed new equipment. Michael Milanofi is the head of the nonprofit lobbying group, the American Public Transportation Association. Michael, the T in Boston is the oldest subway in the country. The outgoing GM has been saying it badly needs investment. Your thoughts?
Well, let's first recall that we're seeing record snowfalls in Boston, and we can all only staff up to a certain level and have a certain amount of equipment. And when you hit a record level, sometimes the best and safest thing to do is to shut your system down. She made the right call.
Yeah. Well, and some are saying Cuomo did in New York as well, although there are those who said that they could have kept part of that system running, you know, part of the underground system running. But Nicole Galinas wrote in the New York Post about that city system before the January shutdown. She said it's not just about fixing things now. It's about fixing things that were fixed 30 years ago, but steel and concrete don't last. And further, it's not just about fixing. It's about expanding systems because statistically we see people moving more into urban centers.
Well, let's look at the record ridership Boston just had. 2014 was the highest ridership they've ever had. So people are certainly coming to use transit, and we're seeing that nationwide. And we have to make choices just like you do in your family budget, whether you're making expansion of the system or you're investing in infrastructure to keep it going. There's a lot of choices to make, and it's hard to balance them all. But certainly, the safety is the most important thing, and that's where you put your money first.
Well, and how do you parse the debate that's going on in Washington? We know the transportation bill, funding runs out through the bill on May 31st. But we understand one of the hangups is that while there are people calling for money to be invested in transit systems, you know, pedestrian and bicycle infrastructure for the inner cities, there are people in rural parts of the country who say, no, we want the money spent on our bridges and roads.
Last year, we had the highest record ridership we've seen since 1957 in public transportation ridership. And some of the highest ridership increases were in cities under 100,000. Public transportation isn't just a system that operates on the coasts and in the big cities of our nation. It operates all across the country, and those rides are important. And when the bill funding runs out May 31st, it's critical that people across the nation, they talk to their congresspeople and express how much we need to invest in public transportation.
Yeah.
When we look at crumbling infrastructure and resiliency, we say, what does that look like? Boston just showed us what that looks like. If you put a stress on the system just like Hurricane Sandy did and we shut down 40% of the nation, this is what it looks like. This is why we have to invest in our country.
Yeah. Steve Cohen of Columbia University's Earth Institute says this inability to invest in the transit systems and other infrastructure, but a lot of it transit, will eventually just completely start slowing down the economy. And that because we refuse to tax ourselves, our airports are second rate, our roads crumbling, our rail system a joke. Is this in part because people are not paying enough? I'm sure people in Boston where they've seen the cost of riding transit go up wouldn't agree.
We have a deficit of infrastructure investment in our country, and it's important that we pay for it. And investment in infrastructure is a tiered system. There's the federal government pays, states typically pay, the local community pays into it, and riders pay. And it takes all those pieces working together to invest in it. The Federal Transit Administration has determined we have an $88 billion backlog in infrastructure investment in the state of good repair. We have to make these investments. And when we haven't raised our fuel tax, which is a user fee to pay for these systems, in more than 20 years, this is what happens. We have to make an investment.
When you say investment, what needs to be done?
We need to replace our railroad, rail bed, our rolling stock, our switches. We have to train new personnel. We have to buy buses and other pieces. We have to invest in infrastructure. And we look at record ridership and how our communities are filling in our cities. People are moving back downtown. They want transportation choices, and we have to make these investments now.
Tell us more, because it sounds like you just said we have to invest in everything. You know, so the rail bed and the cars and the people who run them. And
well, sure. Just like you have to invest in everything in your home or your personal automobile. You have to make sure your roof is good, your heater works well, and your automobile runs well, and you've changed the oil. All those things have to be done. And as the stewards of the infrastructure for our nation's public transportation systems, we have to do the same thing. When you talk about the impact on the economy, almost 60% of all trips on transit are for work. So if we want to get people to work, we have to make the system work well.
We've seen this here in Boston, the city losing well over $200 million every snow day that it shut down. And much of that, it said, is hourly wage earners.
Oh, absolutely. It's critical that they get to work, and transit allows them to do so in a cost-effective way each and every day. And we've seen it in housing prices. It impacts if you're close to transit, you have a better impact on your housing value. All these things fit together. We have to look at our nation as a system. It isn't just transit or just roads or just air or rail. It all has to work together. And if we invest in it and make it work together, it works well.
Michael Milanofy, President and CEO of the lobbying group, the American Public Transportation Association. Michael, thank you.
Thank you so very much, Robin. Have a great day.